I read an article here a while back. Some guys was determined. I read this article in a science magazine. You know the sun is going to burn out? I said, no, the sun ain't never going to burn out. You can forget that. There's no problem because my God, which is in control of the universe, He's keeping the fire burning out there, and it ain't never going to burn out. I just said, but you know, they've also said the earth's going to be destroyed. I said, forget it. The Word of God says the earth shall remain forever. It shall never be totally destroyed. Yeah, He destroyed it with water one time. He's going to destroy the surface of it with fire at a later time and take all evil. But the earth is going to remain forever. It's going to be here forever. So you don't have to sweat it. When you know the Word, no problem. So according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And how do we get it? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Virtue, moral excellence. See, when we read these scriptures, we need to know what these words mean. Virtue, moral excellence. That means you don't sleep around as a Christian. That means you don't run around on your mate. If you're not married, you don't go out and do things you're not supposed to. You have moral excellence. You can do those things, but it'll bring sickness and disease to your body. I guarantee you. It'll bring death and destruction to your children. If you're married, you won't like the results. Somebody says, God wouldn't do me like that. Yeah, let me tell you, He will do you like that. I've seen it over and over and over. Over and over and over. Then He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great, verse 4, and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, wait a minute. He has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Somebody name me one of your favorite great and exceeding precious promises. Somebody just tell me one. Which one?
John 14:14.
All right. Dan's got a good one. Let's flop over there to John 14:14. Let's see that. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Uh-oh, now wait a minute. That's got to be a misprint. He doesn't mean He would give you that kind of power, does it? I mean, when you become a child of God, you get the knowledge of God. And that one of these great and precious promises, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, what if you're walking holy in obedience to His word and you're walking in love? What can you ask the King for?
Anything
you want to. And do you think He's going to do it?
Yes.
He sure said He will, doesn't He? Which one?
Malachi 3:10.
Let's turn over to that one, Jordan. Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Ed, you like that one, don't you? Ooh! I mean, when you... And some people tell you, you don't have to tithe in the church. And that's right, you don't have to tithe. But you don't have to be blessed. A man asked me the other day, Ed's learned that lesson. I mean, he learned it when he started tithing, God started blessing him. In fact, I had a man here a while back come to me, and he told me, he said, you know, I didn't know these principles, and I started tithing. I heard you teaching on tithing. He said, I started tithing, and he said, the next year, I had more profit than I had gross income the year before in my business. I thought, isn't that something? In fact, the man, he told me one day, he called me and said, can I help you do something at the minister center? I said, well, if you want to. He said, I totally don't have nothing to do. I said, okay. So he came out and he helped me for a few hours. And I said, you know, I said, Lord, bless him now. He come out and helped us. This is your ministry. So I ask you to bless him for being obedient to come bless your ministry. And so on the way home, he got a call and got a $10,000 job before the day was over. And so every time he needs a little extra work, he comes out and helps me do something. In fact, he got so convicted, he told me one day, he said, Lord, I told the Lord, I just come do things for Thurman just because I love you and I love him. But he said, Lord, every time I come do something good for Thurman, you just bless my socks off. So he said, you know, it's not like every time I get down, I want to come do something at the ministry center so I can get blessed. But he said, that's the way it always works. Isn't that wonderful? He was really blessed. So, But the Lord has said here, if you bring the tithe into the storehouse, He'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you will not be able to contain. And don't we love that, Ed? Ed, that's one of Ed's promises. He knows what happens when you tithe. Some people will say, you don't have to tithe. In fact, a man asked me the other day, and she said, what do I need to tithe off of, the gross or the net? I said, which one do you want to be blessed off of? He said, the gross. I said, okay. Then if you want to be blessed off the gross, give off the gross and even give abundantly above. Because what does Luke 6:38 says something like this. Let's see what Luke 6:38 says. Give. Uh-oh, what's the first word?
Give,
and it shall be given unto you. Now, what if you don't give? It won't be given to you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure you measure withal, it shall be measured to you again. So, if that's in the new covenant, and he says, give, and it should be given to you, if you give a little bit, you get a little bit. If you give a lot, you'll be blessed a lot. Just think about this ministry. When I started this ministry, I drew out of my life savings about $50,000 and invested into this ministry before I ever had a dollar come back in. My wife, Betty, at the time, she was concerned about me taking so much money out and putting it in the ministry. And she said, are you sure this is God? Well, of course, you know, neither one of us knew that she wasn't going to be around to help spend it anyway, you know, because it didn't mean anything. I didn't know she was going to get to go home and graduate early. You know, so I didn't know that. She didn't know that either. But we were trying to invest for a retirement down the line. And, you know, that's good for couples to do that. You need to do that. You need to plan that you're going to be here a long time, but you don't know how long you're going to be here. But she was concerned about me spending so much money. I told her, I said, hey, I believe this is God. You know, totally believe this is God. And I believe one day when he sees I'm going to be faithful in giving to him, he's going to return to me. I don't know what. I never dreamed that we'd come to a time where we're giving away 10,000 CDs and DVDs a week. Never dreamed that have little ladies like him out there stuffing CDs in packages all day long. And I never dreamed that have people standing there making hundreds of these things every day, all day long, printing them and doing all the stuff and then mailing them and giving them out by the tens of thousands. Free and postpaid. And then, all of a sudden, the money, the mail starts coming in. And the checks start coming in. We don't ask for nothing. We never ask nobody for nothing. But God pays all those bills every week. Every week. I mean, it's awesome to think. We're spending over 10 grand a week. I never made that kind of money. I never made that kind of money. But it takes more than $10,000 a week to pay our ministry bills right now. And do we always have enough? Absolutely. Ain't nobody ever had to wait for a paycheck. You know, I pay them every week. Nobody has to wait. Now, why does God bless our ministry so tremendously and I don't even ask for money? Because he said, give, and it shall be given. Is that what it says? You want to be blessed? Give. That's just like I tell people, and some of you get complacent. When you do give to this ministry, don't just give it. You know, I mean, if you write a check to this ministry, say, Lord, thank you that I have the privilege that you gave me this. I'm going to bless your ministry, and I'm going to give it to the Living Savior Ministries. Now, Lord, I ask you, I'm giving, so I'm asking you to bless me according to this. Given it shall be given. Lord, I'm not giving to get, but you're the one made me the promise. So, Lord, since you're the one made me the promise, I'm giving. I pray that kind of prayer of faith over the money that I give. You know, when I sit down and write a check for a few thousand dollars to Focus on the Family or whoever, James Robinson or GLC or whatever, you know, as I give thousands of dollars away to those ministries, I said, Lord, this is your money. You blessed us with this. I'm giving it to those ministries so they can get going. Now, Lord, I'm thanking you that I have the privilege to give, and I know you're going to return to me greatly. In fact, I'll tell you, before I ever had a big income in the ministry, I was asked to speak at a church, big church here in the Metroplex. And from 9 o'clock in the morning, in fact, Cheryl and I just got married. And this big church asked me to speak just to their staff and their pastors. Now, their staff and their pastors had 120 people. So you know it's a pretty good-sized church. They had 30 pastors alone. I went over there and spoke from 9 o'clock till, what was it, 2:30 or 3 or something that afternoon, all 5 hours or whatever, 5 or 6 hours. And then I talked to them for another couple of hours. And whenever we got home, they give me a check. And when I got home, I opened the check. And the check for one day for those few hours was $5,000. You know, I thought to myself, man, that ain't a bad day's worth. $5,000 for one day, you know, just for talking, you know. And so I thought, okay, Lord, I'm going to take $4,000 of that. I'm going to put that in the Living Savior Ministries account. That's not for me. I'm not going to keep a dime of it. Put it all in the Living Savior account. And I sat down and wrote checks up to $4,000 to give away to other ministries. So I kept, for the Living Savior, I kept $1,000 and I give $4,000 of it away. I had never had a month that I'd had over $10,000 come in a whole month up to that time. But that next month, we had $40,000 come into the ministry in one month. Isn't God awesome? So that's how we pay all of our bills. You know, God just blesses us like that, you know. And everybody gets their pay. You know, nobody ever has to wait. The people at the, in fact, Phil, you know, he's got to where, man, he just calls and orders CDs and DVDs and ain't nothing for him to spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a week. You know, the boy, he's expensive, you know. Aren't you, Phil? Yeah, he's expensive. But does God send us the money to pay for those? Absolutely. He does. And now we got about 15 television or 15 radio stations we're on. And those cost us about $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month. And the money's there to pay for those every month. What do I do? I give. Everything we get. What God say do? Give and it shall be given unto you. Is that what he said? I don't understand what the church doesn't understand about these things. These great and precious, exceeding precious promises that we might be partakers of the divine nature of God. He has given us the ability to become just like him and his nature. Now then, I don't know, but I believe that in God there's no sickness and no disease. Don't you? So I think if we walk holy and obedient to his word, that he's promised us if we'll be obedient, he will take all sickness away from the midst of us.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.